This is message, M. 135. The Body, Temple of God. A word given by Cecil J. DuSeal, in 1973.
Praise the Lord. We have to thank God for the deliverance of our sister tonight. God really moved. Amen. And I want to show you again, brethren, how it is absolutely important for us to be in the Spirit in whatever time we come together in a meeting. Not be in form. You see, we wanted to sing really, because we're used to singing every night before service. But God had one of his sheep tied up in a rope, and this shouldn't wait until we're finished singing. We should just set her free immediately. And so that's what God wanted, and that's what happened. You see, so it is absolutely necessary that when we come together, we do not come together in any form, but come together in the Spirit. For the Spirit has his own form, and it varies. Tonight his form might be this, tomorrow night that, and so on. I hope that we will hear some more from other ministries that are here, and we glad to see Sam and Ernest from Lubbock. Praise God, we're so happy to see them here tonight to encourage our hearts. And so let's turn our Bibles just for a short while to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Yes, praise God. The word of God is absolutely necessary, as Brother Ted said. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which we have of God, and we are not, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Praise be to God. Now God is laying claim to our bodies. Praise be to God. God is laying claim to us, and the most peculiar claim it is, because he is saying that your body is his temple. Now if you know what a temple is, it's a holy place, it's a hallowed house. That is, the church building is not the temple, but the temple is your body and my body. When Solomon wanted to build a temple for the Lord, God said to Solomon, God will not dwell in any house or temple made with man's hand, but God will only dwell in the temple, which is the human body. In other words, it wasn't put in such plain words, but this is the interpretation and the meaning of what God meant. If you should ask your question, where did Paul get this scripture? That it is written in the scriptures that God, your body, is the temple of the living God. Now, it is so important that God says the body itself will be redeemed. Our redemption, though it is in the Spirit, we are made perfect in the Spirit. The moment Jesus comes in, the moment we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we are perfected in the Spirit. Our soulish area, with all the feelings, all the desires, all the will and the mind that is contrary sometimes, is a tug of war with the Spirit. And the body is to be redeemed. The body
is to be redeemed. God says this body is his holy temple. Now many of you have studied about the tabernacle. And I don't know if anybody has ever told you that the tabernacle which we study, we have gone through so completely in our studies, that the tabernacle is your body. Mm-hmm. Amen. That the tabernacle, the great tabernacle, and all that God had been showing is only one intention he had, to show you your human body that God will dwell in, that God will live in, that God will abide in. Now, we have heard of heaven, and as we have gone through already, there are three heavens. One, the heaven, the starry heaven. Two, the heaven of heavens where God dwells. That is another dimension of the Spirit. But the third heaven that we are thinking of is the heaven that God is to dwell in. And here it is. Your body. Now, God said in Genesis, let us make man in our own image and likeness. That means that God had planned to construct a being in which he, God, could actually multiply God, in which God could walk, and in which God could talk, and in which God could bring forth God. Now, this is the desecration of the temple. If you remember that the man Belshazzar went into the temple at Jerusalem, and he took the vessels of God, the golden vessels, which is a type of the nature of God, the purity of God, and he carried it into the land of Babylon. And there they were in Babylon all the days of the king Nebuchadnezzar, and no one had the effrontery, had the folly to try to use those vessels. They just put them down there. They were the vessels of God, even in Babylon. But one night, Belshazzar was drunk, and he wanted Well, God bless you.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, God bless you.
But we received a blessing, yes. And we're going on to the AA meeting. I'm an alcoholic.
You were.
And yes, I
you
just
were.
Got out 2 weeks
Praise
ago,
God.
But thank God
you
I'm not anymore,
just been
brother.
Delivered.
I'm not
bless
anymore.
God.
Thank
you. You go there and testify
Listen,
to them.
Let us know. You have our address, 304 North Belmont, Odessa, Texas, Mrs. Max Woody.
Yeah, praise
and
God.
And send us a card when you have the next meeting, and
I
we'll
sure.
be over here.
Bless you. Praise
Would
God.
Would you?
Good night. Praise. Bless you. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Praise God. Amen. Yes, we are, sorry for the interruption ourselves. I'm sure she is perfectly delivered. Thank God. Yes. Now, this man Belshazzar, he sent for the golden vessels. Because he was drunk, he wanted to drink from the golden vessels, and the demon spirit told him to do it. Why did the demon spirit tell him to do it? Because the intention of the devil is to desecrate the temple of God. Look, Satan was in heaven. What heaven? He was in the third heaven, the heaven of heavens where God is. He was Lucifer, the great angel of light. Then he sinned against God, and he was thrown out of heaven. But the moment he fell from heaven, he wanted another heaven to be. And so he lodged in God's dwelling place again. You see what I'm saying? He lodged in God's dwelling place. And God's dwelling place is God's heaven. A lot of disturbance tonight. Well, praise God. God's dwelling place is God's heaven. So actually God says the kingdom of God is in you. Then where is the king? If the kingdom is in you, where is the king? The king is in his kingdom. So it means that then if your spirit and your soul occupies your body, then the body is the house, not only of the spirit and the soul, but the house of God. Amen. And so, this is very important, for the devil wants you to do everything in your body that will defile the body. That is why he gets you to smoke. That is why he gets you to drink. That is why he gets you to use your body for something else than the glory of God. For the body is the great vehicle that is going to take God up and down on the earth. And this body is eternal. You didn't know that. The body is eternal. The God, an eternal God, must have an eternal house. You couldn't have an eternal God with a house that is going to rot and die and go away. Your body cannot rot and die and pass away. Your body rots and dies, and it's only a mockery to the devil. It's only a mockery to the devil, because one day you are going to rise up in the spirit, and you are going to speak to your body, and you are going to say, come forth. And that body is going to shake the foundations of nature. Blessed be the God. And that body is going to come back, atom to atom, bone to bone, flesh to flesh. And you're going to stand again with your spirit and your soul occupying. Blessed be the God. How do I know that? Amen. What happened when Jesus rose from the grave? The Bible said, you know, this book, the Bible, is a very dangerous book. It's the most marvelously dangerous book that you could ever think of. Because God put the exact words to bring life to his people in there. He said that the graves rent. Hallelujah. Now, that spirit wasn't in that grave. Then why did the grave rent? Because the body had to come out, and it was a natural body, and it was a natural stone that was on top of a natural body, and the natural stone had to move because the natural body was coming for it. And the Bible said that many men in Jerusalem saw with their eyes the ancient men, the prophets. They saw them walking the streets of Jerusalem in joy because they had received again their bodies. And you want to ask me a question, where are they? Where are they? Shouldn't they be walking around here? Sure they are walking around here in another dimension. In the dimension where Elijah is with his body. In the dimension where Jesus is with his body. Jesus is not a spirit. Jesus Christ is a man. Jesus Christ is as much a man as I am. And the only difference between him and me at this moment is that I am still a slave under the natural law, and he has broken the veil and gone through into the Holy of Holies. My God. And this is what I want. Nobody need preach that to me, because I won't believe it. If you preach to me that I am going to die, I won't believe it. I will not believe it. Why? I believe life. God said, I put before you this day life and death. Choose one. And many of us have received life and we choose death. And the revelation of life is the revelation of Christ. For Christ is the life. Don't you understand? The revelation that we, the church, is waiting for, which I figure we will receive within now and 6 years. We must receive it before 6 years. Amen. This revelation of life that we are to receive within this short period of time is the revelation of how we might change from the mortal to the immortal. Change from the natural to the spiritual. And we are not far from it. For, bless God, God took me into the Hebrews, and he showed me there in Hebrews chapter 11, and he showed me just a few words. He said, look there, Enoch by faith. Enoch by faith was translated not seeing debt. He wasn't translated by anything else but by the faith that he had in God. And if I have that faith of Enoch, you cannot tell me I won't be translated. Because it was not God's time yet when Enoch bore through and tore away all the barriers of time that was between him and eternity and walked into the eternity of God, and God had to accept him. God says that the kingdom of heaven is taken by the violent. Glory to God. He said the violent take it by force. This is what God told me a few days ago. He said to me, you have ceased from being violent. He said one time you were knocking on the gates of heaven. Hallelujah. And you ceased. You're taking it easy now. Bless God Almighty. I realize that if we rise up in the spirit and tell God that now we want perfection, we'll receive it. If we believe it. You know why? Because there's no more barrier in this generation. There is no more barrier in this people. God has informed us that he has opened wide the golden gates. God has informed us that there is no more holding back. That all of heaven is now delivered into the hand of this generation. For it is indeed the end of time. Praise be to God. And God means that men and women should begin to knock upon the gates of heaven. Amen. Because there is no more time. The Bible says that Satan was cast, Revelation 12, as we took it yesterday, Satan was cast out of heaven. And I said, but God, Satan was cast out of heaven before Adam was born. Satan was cast out of heaven before Adam was born. Satan was not in heaven. We had already understood that Satan drew down with him a third part of the angels of heaven. How come now in the revelation of Christ Jesus, in the revelation chapter 12, you again telling us about Satan being cast out of heaven? God showed me the glory of it. He said, it's the other heaven. The first heaven he was cast out of was God's heaven, where God lives. Now it is God's place where God is preparing to live. That Satan occupied the human soul. And God casting him out of this heaven. This heaven. This heaven. Here we are, the spirit perfect. The soul being perfected. The body to be perfected. And why? Because this body is eternal. This soul is eternal. This spirit is eternal. There is no dying. There is no passing away. When these people die, they have only been rid of their natural bodies, and God gives them a spiritual body to wait until the day when we get the revelation of life. Angels and our brethren are patiently waiting until we get the revelation of life. And when we get the revelation of life and the word is spoken, then the dead shall rise up. You know why I believe it? You know why I believe it? I see limbs form onto people. Men I come in here without an arm. And prayers offered and right before everybody, a new arm comes out, perfectly matching with the other. Amen. I have seen people receive new organs. I've seen the creative power of Almighty God work right before our eyes. The boy received a new tongue right before everybody. I have seen God at work. Amen. And I know that it is the will of God to bring us perfectly whole, no matter what has happened to us. Can you imagine a man whose body had been taken away by the worms and nothing was left? Time and age has rotted him away and he's completely gone. You can't see his soul, you can't see his body because it is melted in the earth, and all the different agencies of nature have claimed a little part of him. Hallelujah. Those that the mineral agents claim their mineral. Amen. The salts and all the parts of the man have been back in nature. And what did David say? David said, God, thou knowest me when as yet my members were not formed. While they were yet in the earth, while they were yet in the elements, God, you saw David. Hallelujah. And God called forth from the elements the David that he wanted. And when the David came together, it was a man who had been in the mind of God for ages. Long ago. Glory to God. And God says there is no dying. There is no dying when a son of God, or if a son of God should come to misadventure in this hour and should lose the power of his body, and his body should be put aside. He is as much alive as we are tonight, except that he is more alive, for we are still under the delusion of the curse. My God, I wish I could explain it, but this is what God showed me. He showed me that he made one man and one woman, and this one man, this one man and this one woman, God said, there is no man to till the soil. And so he made a man to till the soil. A one man to till the soil. And when we look what soil it was a soil from Ur of the Chaldees, away down the bottom of the river Tigris, Mesopotamia, way up into Central Asia. One man was to till the soil. And the Bible said that Adam kept the garden perfectly, and he named all the beasts, and he was king. Now, how did Adam till the soil? I know, I'm not forcing you to believe it, but I know that Adam spoke to that tree, and that tree would be shaped as he wanted it. That Adam spoke to that one, he said, I don't want you in the back garden, go in the front. And that tree would rise up and get in the front. I know that the trees obeyed Adam even as it obeyed Jesus Christ when he looked on the fig tree and said, dry up. Amen. I know that it will obey him as it will obey you if you rise up in the spirit and begin to do what God wants you to do. My God, I know that at this hour we have come to a point of power that never any nation or generation or people, hallelujah, had ever come to, wherein we speak the word and it is done, that there is no demon under the sun that will not obey us in this hour. Greater than that, that every atom of God, the atoms of the wind and the rain, the atoms of the earth and the sea and the sky, will obey every man who speaks in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Why? Jesus looked at that rainstorm those howling winds tearing that ship. And he said, "Peace, be still." Whom did he speak to? He spoke to every servant of God in the wind. Who are they? The atoms that obey God. He spoke to the atoms of bread and fish right out of nowhere. And he said, "Multiply." And then multiplied in his hands as he broke it. It was multiplied. Blessed be the God Almighty. Some people asking, where are we going to get food in the tribulation? It's a shameful question. Amen. Where are we going to get food in the tribulation? And right now down in India, people go spread their table and go before it and pray and food come down. Whether it come from heaven or from the devil, I know not what kind of people they are. But what I do know, if the devil can do it, God is greater than the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I feel the glory of God settling upon the body of Christ. I know it as sure as I stand here. Last night I had a vision that we had just come through into the glory line. Something peculiar happened and we all came through and we were walking on the water. And the various things that were problems to us just melted away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we were seen as God saw things. Do you know why we are under the material bondage? Did you know why? Because we sinned and we lost confidence in the Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Amen. That's what I went to tell you when I said one man tended a whole big garden and it was a natural garden. Don't let anybody tell you it wasn't a natural garden. The Bible said it was a natural garden. The Bible said it had trees. The Bible meant that it was a natural garden. Adam was tending a natural garden with spiritual force. Amen. And the moment Adam lost, the moment he committed sin, he saw from a different perspective. He couldn't see from the spiritual. Oh my God, it is our perspective that is wrong. Yeah. Nothing else is wrong in the universe but the perspective from which we see. And blessed be the God when our minds are changed into the image of God, we're going to see the very things we used to see. We're going to see them in a different light.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No longer as our bosses, but as our servants. Hallelujah. The servant will wake up one morning to find himself be the boss. Speak to these things and they will obey you. Bless God, I can never forget what happened. You know, that night we were leaving Luan. When she was going off to South America, we were going north and she was going south. And we had this vision all night. So when the vision was over, Satan realized that I was going to Luan. I saw that it was 6 o'clock in the morning and I didn't get a little rest yet. So I said, let me get a little rest. And as I turned over to get a little rest, right in my ear, I heard first, it was like a bumblebee going around. And so I started to look around the room. Louder, louder, and louder. Then it was like a jet plane taking off.
This is the end of message, M. 135, The Body, Temple of God.